This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Kurdish authorities in Syria on Saturday slammed the United Nations Security Council for failing to reopen an aid crossing to the northeast despite approving deliveries through the frontier with Turkey. The UN Security Council on Friday unanimously approved an extension of humanitarian aid to a rebel-held part of Syria through a crossing from Turkey. But a request to reopen for 1 year a second crossing point that allows supplies to reach northeastern Syria from Iraq was dropped. It was closed last year after Russia and China vetoed UN Security Council resolutions authorizing it to remain open. Amnesty International also slammed the vote, calling it a quote-unquote compromise that overlooked the humanitarian tragedy in northeast Syria, which is home to sprawling displacement camps housing relatives of the Islamic State group. Supporters of Iran's exiled opposition rallied in Berlin and elsewhere on Saturday to demand the prosecution of the Islamic Republic's newly elected president, Ibrahim Raisi, whom they accuse of crimes against humanity. Flag-waving demonstrators rallied at Berlin's Brandenburg Gate and other locations as part of a Free Iran World Summit that featured speeches, including by former U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. In a keynote address, the president-elect of the National Council of Resistance of Iran accused Raisi of being the, quote, henchman responsible for the massacre of 30,000 political prisoners in 1988. Iran has never acknowledged the mass executions, and Raisi has never publicly addressed allegations about his role. In an online address, Pompeo described the Iranian presidential election as a boycott, and the regime knows it. This is VOA News. A statue of U.S. Confederate General Robert E. Lee was taken down in Charlottesville, Virginia on Saturday, nearly 4 years after white supremacist protests over plans to remove it led to clashes in which a woman was run down by a car and killed. Shortly after the removal of the Lee statue, a statue of Confederate General Thomas Stonewall Jackson was also removed from its base in another city park. Statues honoring leaders of the pro-slavery Confederate side in the American Civil War have become a focus of protest against racism in recent years. College Town's planned removal of the Lee statue in 2017 prompted a rally by white supremacists that turned deadly when a car driven into a crowd by a self-described neo-Nazi killed a counter-protester, 32-year-old Heather Heyer. Some nations across the globe hit new pandemic highs and reimposed COVID-19 restrictions Saturday as the highly contagious Delta variant forces governments to slow plans to return to normality. The highly transmissible Delta variant, first detected in India, is sweeping the globe as countries race to vaccinate their populations to ward off fresh outbreaks. The European Union said on Saturday it has delivered enough shots to cover 70% of the bloc's population. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says by Sunday some 500 million doses will have been delivered to all regions of Europe. But according to the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control, only 44% of adults 18 years and over are fully vaccinated in the EU. Meanwhile, supply shortages in South Korea have meant only about 11% of the country's 52 million there are fully vaccinated, according to health authorities. The nation, held up as a model of how to combat the pandemic, reported its third straight record high for new coronavirus cases on Saturday. Beginning Monday, gatherings of more than two people will be banned after 6 p.m. Schools, bars, and clubs will be closed. In Pakistan, where less than 8% of the population has been vaccinated, the government said only those who had received jabs would be allowed to fly. Russia also announced on Saturday that cases continue to surge and had a new record number of daily deaths, the fifth since the beginning of this month. Less than 20% of Russians have received a single dose despite shots of locally developed vaccines being readily available. The rapid spread of the Delta variant across Asia, Africa, and Latin America is also exposing crucial vaccine supply shortages for some of the world's poorest and most vulnerable populations. Senegal, the EU, and the U.S. all signed an accord on Friday to help with vaccine production. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.